Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hello, everyone. Lisa Resnick here, Holmes & Hops at the Holmes & Hops podcast studio. I am sitting down with the Jeff Risner of 898 Marketing.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. It is good. It is a good week. This is the weather that I love.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm too pale. I'm not a summer girl. I'm just not.
No, I like the windows open, the nice breeze, a little chill at nighttime. Like I always say, if I could wear shorts and a sweatshirt, I'm good. So we're getting to that
yeah,
time,
you are.
Of the year.
I mean, today I sent our kids off to school with the shorts and the sweatshirt.
Absolutely. It's perfect. Yeah,
it is perfect.
Love the fall.
Football, everything. And we still have football, so that's good.
We still do have football, thankfully.
Yes. So we are sitting here drinking some Noble Creature. I went by there yesterday. Actually had a stop at NVR, then headed up to Noble Creature.
That sounds like a good day.
It was a good day.
That's a real good day.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Wow.
But their outside patio, I don't know if you've been there yet.
No, we haven't been there yet.
You need to check it out.
Everybody's put in patios.
Oh, everybody.
Everybody.
You know, I always believe there should have been more patios and outdoor space
right?
to begin with. And if COVID helped boost people to do it, I mean, I'm going to take advantage of it.
We put a patio in.
Yes, but, you did.
But yeah, it's done now, but it's nothing like, you know, I think, what'd you say, Noble Creature put one in. And I know that Alberini's put one in.
Yep.
And who else put one in?
Homestead.
Homestead put one in. And then what's Aquapazo? It sounds like that's like
Aquapazo. You have to have reservation weeks in advance,
right? I'm like, are you kidding me?
They are like,
that's awesome though for them.
It is awesome because they were like, we don't care who you are.
Yeah,
I could be Ed O'Neill coming into town, and they'd be like, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to wait.
Yep, can't sit here. Seat's taken.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So let's get down to business.
Let's do it.
All right. So I have Jeff here, and I wanted to bring him on because Jeff is so community focused and such a great asset in our area. And I wanted to make sure that, and which I've had Jeff on before, we've discussed like neighborhood branding.
Yep.
And we discussed how things were going during COVID.
Yep.
And the impact to our businesses during that time.
Yep.
But I thought, let's do the deep dive into Jeff this time, now that he's in the studio.
I'm going to sit on the couch, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, the chair's kind of comfy.
Yeah,
right?
It is comfy. I could get with this. This is a good afternoon.
So your marketing is very focused on community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very. It's very mission driven.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do take into play the importance of doing the right thing for your clients.
100%.
You talk a lot about the influencers in your life impacting you and making all the above happen.
Yeah.
So would you mind deep diving a little bit more into that?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. I truly believe that, you know, every place we go, we take something with us from that place. Good, bad, or indifferent. We take something there that helps us define us, helps us make us better. One of the things that we talk about in our office is that every day, all that we want is the best version of you. Not the best marketer, not the best realtor, not the best, you know, brewmaster. No, it's just the best version of you, because if we get that, then everything else will fall into place. So I've been fortunate enough to not only to be raised by individuals and family members and a village of people here within the community, which is why I love this place so much, because this is what made me who I am.
Yep.
I mean, this area is really who defines me as a person. But, you know, having been to New York and Chicago and Cleveland and San Francisco and Detroit and all of these places, I got to meet some really unique, interesting people. And those individuals helped define me. And a lot of them were my bosses, whether it was at Y&R, you know,
what's Y&R?
So Y&R is Young and Rubicam. They're known as Y&R now, but they were Young and Rubicam. They were the first, and now they're still the last. I think they're still there. The last big ad agency left on Madison Avenue. In New York. And that's so cool. I was there for about 2.5 years working there. And, you know, Michael Dabrowski was an individual who taught me about account management and about really it's about being honest and truthful. And that's how you achieve certain things. And the whole team there really helped me from, you know, Julie Odo and Tara Weston and then leaving there and going and really working with one of my closest friends that I got to know in business and Roger Burns. You know, those individuals helped me see at a young age how truly important it is to know who you were, to understand what your limitations were, what your positive energy could bring to somebody. Most importantly, what your capabilities of doing are, that you have dreams. And then that really led to the Cavaliers, where it was a whole different ball game, pardon the pun. I mean, that was just awesome. I mean, from coaches and trainers and my employees and my team members and things like that, it really helped me notice the impact that you can have. You know, every night we were entertaining 20,562 fans.
Yes.
And every single detail mattered. Every single inch of that facility mattered. Every single thing we did from 9 to 5 mattered once tip-off started at 7. So that was probably the biggest learning experience that I had, because it really put it into perspective how inches all add up to the greater good of what you're trying to achieve. And that to me is the biggest lesson that I learned that I try to bring back to our area, is that some people might not think that what they're doing matters. Some people might not think that they're delivering a big impression or have a big name as some of the well-known personalities and big personalities who are from this area, whether they're still here or still trying to grow our area. But it's those small inches that we do every day that if we collectively put them together, our valley is going to continue to flourish and blossom, because I think it is. It really is. It is, and it might not be as big as it once was, and it might not be as you know.
But what's interesting about that statement is what once was for us.
Yeah.
It is so much bigger than it ever was for us growing up around here. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. It's just perspective. It's just perspective of what people have. When our grandparents were growing up here, totally different perspective.
Completely. Love looking at the old pictures.
Oh, and I miss it. You know, yeah. I miss growing up on the west side and looking down at downtown Youngstown and seeing the steel mills and Bort's Pool and the Babe Ruth Field there. But at the same time, we have so much to offer right now that we can't get caught up in the past. It's nice to know that we've been there, but it's better to look at what we're contributing and delivering for the future.
Exactly.
And it's really great.
It's like you draw on your past experiences.
Oh, 100%.
To learn what to do right and what's not going to work, right?
Yeah. Our past is not there to define us. Our past is there to guide us. And as long as we learn from it and not repeat the terrible stuff we did, we'll all come out better ahead.
And one thing in life that's constant is...
change.
That's right.
Always happening.
So you kind of already touched on this, the importance of community to you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how would you apply that to your company?
It's at our core. Everything that we talk about comes back to one single idea. We are called to serve. That's it. Everybody in our office and everybody in this community is called to serve someone else. It defines how I started my business. It defines how we look for team members to join us. And it defines how we go about our work every day. We truly believe that we have talents that are not to be held in, and they're be held to help grow somebody else. You know, the things that we might do for Bergen Real Estate or Southwoods or Greenwood or any of our other clients, it's not just marketing to sell something. In turn, that helps them give back to the community. It helps them with philanthropy.
That's right.
It helps them build this community. So we look at it as we're just a part of the process and helping grow the community by offering our services and what we do.
We do. Each of us have our own part and significance when it comes to the greater good.
I love that word, significance. I love it.
Oh, there you go.
I love it. You know, when we were going through COVID-19 and we were in the quarantine and it was March and April and May and we're at home and, you know, we're all sitting there. You know, what we talked about as a team was that word significance. It was show how you're significant. If you're worried about something, if you're worried that we might get, you know, let go or furloughed or something like that, I challenged everybody that with every one of our clients and every philanthropy we're involved in to show your significance to them. Because if you do that, you are irreplaceable.
This is
you're
true.
Needed. If you're just viewed upon as a service or as someone who's there to help out and you don't truly make a difference, that's when you get to the areas where you start questioning yourself, and you already know it internally.
Yep.
You know, you're already sitting there, even with you and you're looking at different deals that you're doing, or you know, you get the feeling like, nah, this isn't right. This isn't happening. I know it's not. But if you're significant, those worries are lessened and you can trust on the fact that if it doesn't work out, you totally gave it everything you had.
That's 100% true. My favorite president, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
What he said was, it's better to have tried to succeed and fail than never to have tried at all.
100%. I would much rather fail on the biggest stage possible than to have a victory doing something that came easy to me.
Exactly. It's just too easy.
It's too easy.
Nobody likes too easy. Well, some people do, but not me. And obviously not you, which is awesome. So not many people think of Youngstown when they think of an international marketing agency, right? So you're growing a successful marketing agency right here in Youngstown.
Thank you.
Competing with big guys internationally.
It's been, I mean, I still don't believe it. Like when we're up for bids and we're, even if we don't win the account, the idea that, holy cow.
That's right.
That's pretty sweet. We're looking around and seeing multi-million dollar agencies that we're competing against and we're in the finals. And we might not get it, but it's just nice to know that we can hold our own. And here in Youngstown, that's we got a fighter's chance. We got a puncher's chance. And that's all we want is one shot.
Heck yeah. Sometimes it is that one shot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Going back to basketball, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to keep...
Shooters shoot, man.
That's right.
Shooters got to shoot.
It's all a numbers game.
But yeah.
So have there been any hurdles that you've had to overcome when your agency is located in Youngstown versus other ones that may be in New York or Chicago?
Yeah, and that's it. You're in Youngstown, Ohio. Where? You're in Northeast Ohio? And you can do this, and you can do that, and you could provide the service... Well, yeah, because talent's agnostic. I mean, some of the best talent in the world is found in the most unlikely places. So that's the biggest challenge that we face. But we can get past that because we know once they hear from us and they see our capabilities and they see what we're going to do, that becomes a thing of the past and not even a factor into it. And to be honest with you, if someone doesn't want us just because of where we're located, they were never the right client for us anyway. And we weren't the right partner for them.
No, that's true. I always say that anytime I lose out on a client myself is, you know what? We just didn't mesh. And that's okay.
Cool. Yeah, it's
totally
cool.
Okay. I'm not for everyone.
Yeah.
And I can't be.
No, and you don't want to be. I mean, you know, the idea, we got an account over in Israel, and it's the Israel Tennis and Education Centers. And they have 14 different centers over there that specialize in at-risk youth and giving them an education and teaching them life skills through tennis. And we were going up against agencies
from
all over the world. And to land that and to see how we were able to do that by honestly being ourselves and being true to who we were and knowing how to tell their story was why we were chosen to be their partner. So it didn't matter where we were.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So now that you talked about overcoming those hurdles, what about, and you're a startup.
Oh, yeah.
Entrepreneurial.
Yep.
Which is super cool. Yeah, and in my mind, the way to be.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to people in the area to be able to have their own startup that are looking at creating their own business opportunity here? Because I think one of the other great things about this area is that there are so many opportunities for startup businesses and being that entrepreneur that you've always wanted to be, which is great. And love the fact of the local help that you'll receive. But what advice do you have?
You have to love what you do. You have to find a passion. It really is. It's not about money. Money never leads, it follows. And we had a talk about this in our office a couple of weeks ago, because there were some things that were going on, and from some personal standpoints and some business elements, and in our social world and in our culture of what's happening. And I told our team, you know, find something that you love to do. And my grandfather told me that, you know, 37 years ago, when he told me to point to the numbers. Like, it's about finding something that you love to do. And if you do it well enough and you do it with the purpose of serving others, someone's going to invest in you and you're going to be able to make a living out of it. But if you do it for money to start, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and you're not going to be successful, because you're never going to have enough money.
You're not going to have the drive.
You're not going to have the drive. You're going to be trying to fill a void with something that you will never have enough of and be satisfied with.
It's true. They say that in real estate. Like, don't do anything marketing in real estate that you're not going to be consistent with just because you're told that's what you should do.
Absolutely. Consistency is key in anything that you do.
Very true.
And it's going to be relevant, and people are going to be able to see through it. So if you're true to yourself and you understand exactly what you want to do and what you love to do, you're going to be a success, because success is defined in a myriad of ways. Not just by the money that's in your bank account. It's happiness. It's time. One of the things we talked about was that's the one thing you can't get back is time.
Oh, no, you can't.
You can't get it back. So you're going to be putting in long hours if you own your own business. But the nice thing is, I always said, if I didn't like my boss now, I was done. Like, if I can't look in the mirror and like who I am, then I don't know what I'm going to do. But we've been very lucky and very blessed to find something that all of us enjoy doing, and a home that welcomed us and raised us, so here in Youngstown. So it's awesome.
So your advice to all those out there is to have a passion.
Absolutely.
For what you want to do.
Absolutely. Find something that you love to do. I guest lecture at the University of Akron every semester. And inevitably, one student asks me, you know, how can I be successful? How do I be successful? How do I get to where you are? And I always tell them, I was like, never think you're like, always keep pushing the envelope and find something that you love to do, because success is being happy. Success is finding something that you enjoy and never letting go of that. I mean, if it's video games, and then why can't you find a career in video games? Why can't you find a career in tennis shoes and sneakers? And, you know, there's an individual here that won, you know, a grant from YSU from Bergen Real Estate with Relaced. Like, he's doing an amazing job at a passion that he really enjoys. He loves shoes. He loves sneakers. So, I mean.
So this is Jeff's new best friend.
Yeah, he really is. He really is, man. So that's what I was doing before here. There was a shoe dropping and I was trying to see if I was going to be able to get it. I really got a problem. Mimi, I'm sorry. They're going to be here in 2 days.
So really, you should follow Jeff Riznar on social media to see his shoe obsession.
That's my hobby. That's my hobby.
I think you have more shoes than I do.
I don't know how many there are, but I'd put up against anybody.
That's awesome. Just one side note, do you have any pair of shoes that you would never let touch the ground?
Oh, boxes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Boxes.
Wow.
Yeah, down in the basement. They're all from my Cavs days. They're either special edition LeBrons or game worn shoes by some players from the visiting team that I was able to get, things like that. That, no, those are in boxes. Those won't ever touch the light of day.
Do they appreciate in value, like Burke bags?
They do. Yeah, they do. Like anything, you got to find a buyer for it. But like those elements are just special to me. You know, I don't, any autograph that I have acquired over the years is not something that I've purchased. It's something that I've literally met and worked with someone on.
Oh, that's cool.
So those shoes are kind of like an extension of that. So,
nice. So, yeah. So anybody who is looking for another opportunity to be an entrepreneur, something diving into shoes, and you already have one client right here ready to roll.
I'm ready to go.
And support you. So what would you say some other besides yourself as somebody with who wants shoes, what would you say for anyone else out there who's looking to do a startup business? What resources do you think that we offer in our area, especially to help people who are looking to start their business?
I think the YBI is a good place. It offers some valuable resources and insights and connections here locally. That's an easy one to start off. I think another area that many people forget is their own circle and spheres of influence. You know, their relatives, their friends. It could be very challenging and overwhelming to start your own business.
It is.
I remember sitting in my father-in-law's office, literally not knowing what to do. Not knowing how to start an LLC, not knowing how to get my email up and running, and small things, you know.
Yep.
So what was helpful was I just asked, and I was amazed at how many people were willing to help, how many people were willing to take a minute and either show help or point me in the right direction. That's one thing that I would tell people to do is look at your sphere of influence of who's around you every day. And ask them for assistance because they'd be willing to help you. And the other thing is, my father-in-law always told me when I was starting my own business, he goes, your best department that you're ever going to have in business is your R&D department. Rip off and duplicate. That if something worked somewhere else, if something worked for another business, figure out what that was and rip it off and try to duplicate it with your own spin. And it really did help. It really did help in understanding because that's where I pulled some certain things from my history and the other companies that I work with to develop my own internal architecture and culture, evaluating employees and benefits, what it means to work there and the processes that we're continually evolving and trying to improve upon.
Well, that's your experience.
Oh, it's all experience.
Right.
And if you don't have that experience, if you're, you know, a 20-year-old at YSU or you're fresh out of college and no one's hiring because of the COVID excuse that everybody's using, which is a valid excuse. I don't want to downplay that by any stretch of the means, but I'm just saying if they're using that as the reason why they're not hiring, you know, just because you haven't gotten a paycheck from a career that you're in doesn't mean you don't have a career already and a passion. And there are so many individuals out there who are willing to help you and willing to go the extra mile to say, look, what do you need? Because we want you to succeed. We want you to try. We want you to help. But that's honestly, the people around you are probably going to be your biggest supporters and your biggest advocates to lift you up.
Well, I can tell you that you not only advocate that, but you live that. And I know I'm appreciative because I know that you helped me out with the start of Homes and Hops and the advice,
awesome.
Everything that you gave me in that regard. So, I mean, in all honesty, like,
well, and it's fun to see.
It's true.
Yeah.
Go to your sphere of influence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I love when people come to me out of the blue and just ask me for advice or ask me if I could help them. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say, yeah, let's do it right now. That 10th time, I'm going to say, hey, let's schedule a time and we'll come back to it. Because that energy and that passion and that excitement, I would not be here if those people, when I was in that place, would have slammed the door in my face.
Yeah.
And we have a responsibility to help others who helped us and to pay it forward. And it really is, it might be cheesy, but it truly does mean the world of a difference. And when you came to me and you're talking about Homes and Hops, I was like, hell yeah, go after it. Let's put this thing together. Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
So I'm so happy to see how far it has come. I'm so happy to see how well it's doing, but also I'm excited to see that there's still a smile on your face when you're doing it.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
I do. I love it. I love the fact that I get to sit here with you and other great people in our area.
Yeah.
Because I do. I feed off of people's positive energy.
Oh, it's contagious. It really is.
I really do.
We talk about when we evaluate things like bad data in is bad data out.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is with influence and positivity. You still have that positive influence, that attitude. It's infectious and it'll catch on.
It is. It is. I'll never forget one of my favorite bosses, that's Pearson Smith Realty back in Virginia, who is a very successful, follows the whole Charles Branson style brokerage, which is a lot of fun and great, and he does breed a lot of successful agents because of it. But he instilled in me that you have the ability to raise a room and you have the ability mm-hmm. to tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
So always know that when you enter.
Oh, yeah.
And decide which impact you want.
Yeah, it's crazy the influence that people have and that they don't really understand and realize it sometimes, the power that they can control. But yeah, so you came back here. So what brought, like, so let me ask you, let me put you on the hot seat. Oh, you're God. Asking me questions.
Heck yeah.
So from Cardinal Mooney, you leave, you leave, you go to Maryland, right?
No, Virginia.
Or Virginia. You go to Virginia and you came back.
Yes.
So,
you know,
what brought you back here?
I wanted to actually come back 3 years before we actually did come back.
Okay.
So, I know that everybody says the whole, like, this is a great place to raise a family.
Yeah.
And it is. Yeah. It truly is. And I'm not saying anything against the DC metro area, but obviously that area is quite different.
Oh, yeah.
In having your kids have the ability to run around the neighborhood. And in ours, we're in a 75 plus home neighborhood, mm-hmm. yet my kids are running around fishing and playing tag and doing all those things yep. and not sitting inside the house playing video games the entire time.
Yep.
So that definitely had an influence. But at the end of the day, I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was away for as long as I was, 16 years, every time I came back, I saw the progression
mm-hmm.
and how much. It's kind of like, I say this all the time. It's kind of like when you go on a diet
mm-hmm.
and you lose weight,
mm-hmm.
you don't necessarily see the weight that you lose because you see yourself every day.
Yeah.
But that one friend that comes and sees you.
Wow, 30, you look awesome.
And it's like, holy cow, yeah. like you look great. I mean, that's how every time I came back, that's what I thought. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Like this is phenomenal. At one point, I do feel like I'm going to be like that 80-year-old saying to college students, when I went to YSU, I didn't have all that you have now. But it is true. We have so many things to offer here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was, I went from living in Pentagon City, closer to the city metro. Mm-hmm. And then we moved a little bit further out to suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned quite quickly that you make of your home what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And suburbia, wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a ton of people who lived in Loudoun County that never ventured into DC. They never, like, right there at their fingertips, they did not take advantage of a lot of the things because the museums are free.
Yep.
There's so much that the monuments are free. There's so much that you could do there at no cost.
Yep.
Except for sitting in traffic. But right. besides that, the time thing, besides that, there is no cost. So it's just interesting to me that I would hear the same complaints
mm-hmm.
from people in Ashburn
mm-hmm.
that there's nothing to do as I do here.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, it's our own mentality. It's what we decide to take.
100%.
And what we grasp it. And it was kind of like when I moved back and I realized how vehicle oriented we are.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like just knowing how the economy works and knowing how in real estate, how the driving force is walkability.
Mm-hmm.
And in DC, I mean, you advertised walk scores
sure.
and everything like that, which tallies what you have located in the area. Is there a metro bus accessible, metro system, whichever it may be?
Yeah.
And grocery store, all those things that make an area a bit more walkable.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at our footprint of downtown Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I, like, in all honesty, from the center core of downtown, if you go all the way up past Wick Park, like, mm-hmm. the walkability, Wick Park to the Rose Garden, like, the walkability is completely there. And we do it often in a lot of other major cities.
Yeah.
So I just love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the fact that I can drag my kids to the Butler.
Yeah.
from Cavelli.
There's so many great things.
To the bistro.
Yeah, absolutely.
And them not complain as much as they will when I make them walk 6 miles in New York City. So, I mean, there's a lot of wonderful things about our city. And I do feel blessed to be back home every day. Mm-hmm. I really do.
That's good.
Because you were away for a while, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was away from, 2002 until 2013. Yeah, 2002 to 2013. So 11 years I was gone. And then when Mimi and I had our first child, we said, when we had Marin, this is where we were raising them. So it'd be closer to family so they can experience what we had.
That's right. So, it's the people.
It is. It totally makes it. It's family. Everybody here is family. And we joke that, Youngstown is the center of the universe because wherever you go, you play 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon, right? With Youngstown, it's like 3. Like you can find somebody, some connection back to Youngstown wherever you go.
But growing up.
I spent 18 years trying to get out of here and the rest of my life wanting to get back.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I used to say, because I was actually born in California, I used to say, I know it's the curse, like once in a while, you can't get out of here.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I wasn't born here, so it won't apply to me, but it did, and I'm happy for
it. Absolutely.
Now, getting back, so what do you see? What would you like to see more happening in our area? I mean, we have a lot of great happening now, but what would you like to see more happening?
I think a greater emphasis on outdoor activities. We have such an amazing gem in Mill Creek Metro Parks.
Oh, I love it.
And the activities that are going on downtown, the idea that embracing the outdoors, because for so many months out of the year, we're cooped in.
Yep.
And so when we get those opportunities to really take advantage of them, I think also is an appreciation for the historical part of this area. You know, when you take a look at things like the Butler, the Arms Museum,
the Steel Museum.
The Steel Museum. You have the elements even out in Warren and Trumbull County.
Yep.
You know, there's so much historical context to this area, from presidential candidates and presidents visiting the area to huge monumental changes in legislation that was really driven by this area to create an equal and a more prosperous community and country. This is where, the mayor of Youngstown, still to this day when they're elected, they're getting calls from Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Buffalo, because that position is still so vital because it's such a connection point to everywhere else. And I wish that there was a greater emphasis that maybe not the community did in terms of its leaders, but individuals who live here to have an appreciation and an understanding for what this area was and how we got to where we are, because that's what's going to take us into the future of where we want to go, whether it's going to be a positive spin or one where you said, like every other suburb in America, that there's nothing to do. Well, there's quite a bit to do here.
I do think that that we do have a lot that we offer here.
Oh, it's amazing. It really is. I mean, from, we talked about the neighborhoods the first time that we sat together. We talked about the branding of neighborhoods.
Yes.
Bringing that back to, there was a sense of, there was a sense when I was growing up to say that I was from, my parents lived in Austintown, but really I spent most of my time on the West Side. So to say that I was from a West Side meant something. There was a sense of pride and a sense of, that's where I'm from. And then the North Side, South Side, East Side, Briar Hill, Oak Hill, all of those areas had such a unique personality that we seem to have lost that a little bit. And that really galvanized people and united them, not separated them from the other communities.
No.
It more so united them together so that there was a sense of belonging and a sense of, This is where I'm supposed to be in my family, for lack of a better word.
There was a lot of pride.
Yeah, there was. And I think that is being taken away because of a variety of factors. I think one of them is the idea of open enrollment. You have and there's opportunity. The good side to that is you're giving individuals an opportunity to get a better education or to experience different cultures or to experience different people. The downside with that is you're taking away the identity of what that area was, whether it was Austintown, whether it was Youngstown. And, you know, you have certain areas that are still holding on to it, but I don't know for how long. So there are certain areas where I really do believe where that identity does mean something. It doesn't define you, but it does give you a sense of belonging, so you don't have to look for it in other ways.
I'm an avid proponent of identification, neighborhood identification. Mm-hmm. And I do think that you are correct that it does bring a sense of belonging, mm-hmm. a sense of pride.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, on another scale, think that it also gives it the identification needed
mm-hmm.
for other people to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean,
especially when you're new to the area.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you come in here and, you know, you're looking for good cavatels. Okay, yeah. Well, I know where I'm going to go. If I want some good pierogi, right. I know where I'm going to go. And we are not short on food in any ethnicity in this area. So,
our food is phenomenal.
Oh, Mimi and I were talking about it. When we were down in Hilton Head, we went to an Italian restaurant. And we're like, man, like the food in Youngstown, I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'll put it up against anybody. You give me a cuisine or a dish. There is one place in Youngstown where I'll say, I'll put it up against your best dish.
I agree. I agree completely. So looking forward to the future of Youngstown,
mm-hmm.
what would you say some of the hurdles that we face to get to that next level?
Well, one is retaining talent here, keeping our young people who are coming out of, you know, President Tressel has done a phenomenal job in bolstering YSU, and they've had their largest enrollment yes. ever, the largest applications ever. I mean, tens of thousands of people are enlisting to come to YSU. That is a phenomenal start. Now it's how do we keep them here once they move that tassel over and not lose them to a Pittsburgh or a Cleveland or a New York or a Charlotte or Orlando. You know, those areas are starting to grow. And when you graduate, you start thinking that, well, I can't work in the place where I went to school. Like when I graduated from Miami of Ohio, I wasn't looking to stay in Oxford, Ohio.
That's true.
I'm not really a good farmer, so I'm not going to really do much. But here we have that opportunity. And I think that's one of the main things is retaining talent. I believe that another one is expanding our downtown around. If you take a look, let me just take a step back. If you take a look at the revitalization of Cleveland and Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
two areas that went through similar challenges that we went through.
Yes.
Cleveland built it around medical. Pittsburgh built it around technology and education. All of those elements are actually in Youngstown,
mm-hmm.
where you have Bon Secours, you have Steward, you have Southwoods, you have YSU, you have YBI in the tech sector. You have those things, those stable foundations that you can build around.
Yep.
So continuing to look at that and to say, okay, that's going to be our calling card. And we're going to build around that by maintaining the talent that we have here and giving them a place where they can not only call it home, but also make a home and make a good living doing it. You know, cost of living here is great.
It's phenomenal.
The opportunity for homes and to get a good quality home is great. The opportunity to be near everything and to be with people who really do cherish you being a part of the community is wonderful. So now it's just a matter of, okay, can we keep these people here for this next generation to grow? And I think we will. I really do think that we are on the verge of kind of a renaissance in Youngstown. And it's why we came back here, and it's why we're going to stay here.
That's right.
We've dug our heels in the sand because this is really, you know, 15, 20 years from now, I want to be sitting here, good Lord willing.
That's right.
That we're going to be sitting here going, yeah, this is what we had hoped it would be and thought it would be, because I think we're really close.
That's awesome. So you've already covered my other question of the positive to build off of.
Yeah. Because
you just mentioned a ton that we can.
No, I think we can. I really do. You know, what JAC Entertainment is doing downtown with the amphitheater, you know, those small things, you know, even something like what you talked about with Walk Youngstown, like those ideas that there are things you're promoting to give people a reason to stay and give people a reason to appreciate it the same way that you do. And that you don't have to go, you know, over to Pittsburgh to see something that's right here in downtown Youngstown in the Butler. You don't have to go to Cleveland to see a planetarium that's right downtown in Youngstown,
that's
or
right.
to hear the orchestra. Like, oh, there are gems in this city that if we just open our eyes and are open to it, that there's really nothing better.
And not only that, I love that while we've all been faced with COVID mm-hmm. and having to deal with this pandemic, we haven't let it stop us.
No.
And seeing great things like this past weekend, the Southern Park Mall mm-hmm. and having the outdoor concerts
mm-hmm.
or the amphitheater
mm-hmm.
and having their movies mm-hmm. back. And where,
like, Columbiana's doing that
yes.
over at Firestone Farms.
Oh, yes.
I mean, just having those opportunities to not be afraid and to get a semblance of our life back. It's nice to start seeing that happening.
It's awesome. Now, so my final two questions.
Oh, no.
Jeff.
No, don't ask me these.
So you're here at the Homes and Hops.
I am.
Podcast studio. So I have to ask.
Yeah.
What is your favorite brewery beer?
That's terrible. I love them all. It's a political season. So every single one of them have their own unique benefits that I appreciate greatly.
This is true. It is true. You can't, I will give this to you. Like, you know where to go for whichever style beer that you yeah. are really looking at.
I love Birdfish. I love Birdfish's vibe down
yes.
there. I really do. But I really do like Paladin. You know, we had it at, they were a part of the, when they first started, they were a part of our March of Dimes, signature chef auction, where they came and passed out samples, and like, I'm not ashamed to say, I stood right by that table and just kept drinking away because it was so delicious. It was such a good lager. But you know, Penguin City has done some marvelous things, and they've taken over down at the B&O. They've really brought things back down to downtown. So, I mean, if I gotta pick one, I'd probably go with Penguin City Light right now.
Oh my gosh. So I love Penguin City Light because yep. it is the ABV.
Yep.
It's well below the 5%.
Yeah.
And we are in football season.
Yep.
So the fact that you can drink this beer.
Yeah, you can have a couple. You'll be
yes.
all right.
And I'll be, because otherwise I'm pretty much a lightweight.
Yeah.
But so that's the reason why, by the way, I stick with the 5%. Otherwise, I do enjoy the hoppiest of beers to the lightest of beers. It doesn't matter. Even sours.
Yeah.
Ira at Noble Creature has finally acclimated me to sour beers, and which I love. They have a Thin Lips right now with mm-hmm. peach. And that's
Ooh.
A sour. It's delicious. I tried that yesterday while I was picking up the other beer, because why not? But I will say, the Penguin City Light, I could, not to say that I drink excessively, but I can drink that excessively.
You know, a comedian once said, I can't remember what movie it was. It says, never ask anybody if they want another drink, because it's nobody's damn business how many they've had.
That's awesome. I love that. And I'm going to use that, because like you said, what was it? The R&D,
rip off and duplicate.
That's right. I'm totally going to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now the final question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite local hangout?
Oh, favorite local hangout.
Can't be a brewery.
Can't be a brewery. That's tough, because Mimi and I have a 6 and an 8-year-old at home, so there's not much hanging out except at home. But when I do get out, it's usually, I really like the Poorhouse.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
I really like the Poorhouse. It's close to home. I like the vibe there. I love the patio. Everybody there are awesome.
And they support local breweries too.
They do. And they also, I mean, there's also an extension going back to an appreciation for the history in this area. You know, there's a connection there to the old boulevard.
Yes.
And that's a near to dear to Mimi's in my heart, that place.
So did you go to the boulevard every weekend?
No, so Mimi did, my wife did, when she was growing up, because her grandparents were the cantor and the organist at St. Dom's.
Oh.
So every weekend they would go to church, and then they go to the boulevard for spaghetti. Now, when we first moved back, St. Dom's was our parish, and we went every weekend. We went to the 4 o'clock mass, and then we went to the Boulevard after, and we got a Boulevard salad and spaghetti and meatballs. And that's it was without a doubt the best Saturday ever.
Oh yeah. The bread was even so fresh. It was so good.
And I just miss going into that drawer and seeing the bubble gum and the dum-dum suckers. And you know, it's those memories that keep things going. And, you know, the other place that I would say, but it's not open yet. Hopefully it's going to be open, but is the Golden Dawn an Ursuline grad. You know, that's where we go and hang out.
So as a Mooney grad, I didn't really frequent the Golden Dawn until Youngstown State. So, yeah.
So good. MVR is a great spot. If we're going out to eat, I really love what Rudy's doing over at Magic Tree.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and given everything that's going on, he really has done a great job of keeping that place going. And
he's working his tail off.
Yeah, he is. And then the last place I guess I'll say if I got to hang out, which is right by our office and has some of the best food in the area from a pub perspective, is the Pump, Village
100%.
Pump.
100%.
Village Pump, man.
I think that... when I saw on their page that they opened up for carry out,
yeah,
I may have like screamed with glee.
So I got to be honest with you. So the first, I didn't know that they opened up. I had no idea. I actually have been texting and calling them and saying, like, can we come over for lunch? Can I bring my team over? And they're like, sorry, we can't. And so I had to stop back at the office because I left something there. And it was about 7:30 at night. And I go back and I just see smoke coming out. I smell the food. And the very next day I go back and I said, the pump's open. We're going for lunch today. And I called them and they're like, no, it's only carry out. But that just small glimmer of hope that, okay,
normalcy's
coming back. Normalcy's coming back. They got great brews from local breweries there. They have a great menu and the people are just phenomenal.
They are phenomenal and they have such a great connection to our area as well. Like their Spring Street Chicken.
Yep.
That's actually where Village Pump, the idea originated, was Spring Street in Struthers.
Really?
So that, I mean, it's just so cool to know. And that place just has it.
Oh, yeah, they do. And I think that, you know, they're in a great location. Selena and Travis know how to treat people.
Yep.
They know people's names. They know what they like. And like I said, some of those menu, like the chicken filet sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't say the other name because I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's the chick filet sandwich, F-I-L-E-T.
Yes, that's right.
So it's fine.
It's okay. That's the name of it.
But they're appetizers. And then they have... not pad thai, but the with the pork and the shrimp, the noodles.
Oh my goodness! And I've had it.
Yeah,
it's not the pad thai. It's definitely an Asian noodle.
Yeah,
and it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. There Sicilian rice balls.
Oh yeah.
Or there's Scotch eggs.
Scotch eggs are delicious.
I know.
Well, we got to stop talking about
I know,
this.
Right? We'll be ordering.
I'm gonna call right now and order.
I know, right? I absolutely love the fact that they're open for carry out.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's like one meal one day, another meal the next day. I don't care. Yeah. I'm elated and can't wait until we can go back in and sit down and hang out with Selena and Travis again.
You know, one of the things it's really hard to say where you want to go and hang out. Like, where do you hang out? Because we haven't hung out in places over the last 6 months. But as long as you just keep supporting these local restaurants and carry out orders and help them get through this because it will. I mean, there was an article today that I saw that about 80% of restaurants are saying they're not going to break even this year. You know, there was an article in Restaurateur magazine that said about 60% of restaurants are going to be closed for good and going out of business at the end of this year across the country. You know, the people who are here, we're not, you know, we have chain restaurants, but we're not a big chain restaurant location. So these are your neighbors. They're your friends. They're your colleagues. They're the people you go to church with. They're the people you play basketball with. They're the people who have watched you and your families grow up. So, if you're looking for something to do and you're afraid to still go out and you want to still observe social distancing and keep yourself safe, that doesn't mean you still can't support someone else and ordering some carry out for some great restaurants.
I agree completely. And do it probably more often than my what I should. But I definitely want to make sure that we talked about how good our food is in this area. And I want to make sure that I still have the opportunity to enjoy their food because we are very lucky.
What I love is if you name a restaurant, there's always one dish that you know you're going to get. 100%. It's never, I don't know what I want. No, I'm going here. And I know that at Albee's, I'm getting the baseball steak. Well, like, so, I know that I'm going, you know.
So real quick, Alberini is just a quick little plug because I'm a big seafood fan.
Oh, their sushi. Their sushi nice?
Their sushi is fabulous. But he is now opened up the entire time that they're open right now, which I know that everybody's hours have varied. An oyster bar every night, and it's delicious. Like the grilled oysters, I mean, it is absolutely fabulous. It is. I just need to get the oyster shots and oyster shooters, and I'll be like, this is it. I'm back in Maryland.
He does a great job with seafood. He really does. Albee does a great job with everything. But to see that yellowfin tuna and everything, and the salmon that he gets flown in, and I mean, it's crazy. And he has this steak tartare appetizer.
I know.
With the quail egg on top.
Yes, so good.
Oh, man. Where did we go?
We're hungry.
Let's jump the shark real quick.
I know.
Man.
Now we're hungry. We're hungry. But at least we're not thirsty because we have this delicious beer.
Absolutely.
All right. Cheers, Jeff. Thank you so much for coming.
It really is a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. And congratulations.
Thank you.